Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Translating the promises of God into powerful deeds for God. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. James 2:17. No one can live for long by inhaling but never exhaling. No one can stay healthy for long by eating but never exercising. All input and no output makes for a dead sea and a dead faith. In the Christian life, the outlet of faith is good works. Charles Hodge discusses the important balance needed to maintain a healthy walk with God. Walk with Charles Hodge, a theologian who taught some 3,000 ministers throughout the 1800s. Although religion does not consist in outward acts, it always produces them. The love of God can no more fail to produce obedience to his commands than a mother's love can fail to produce watchfulness and care for her infant. A person's religion, therefore, is vain, which expands itself in exercises that relate exclusively to his own salvation. And doubtless, many Christians go limping all their days because they confine their attention too much to themselves. True religion, as we find it in the Bible, is a permanent, spontaneous, and progressive principle of spiritual life, influencing the whole man and producing all the fruits of righteousness. It is the root and spring of all right feelings and actions, manifesting itself in love and obedience toward God, in justice and benevolence toward others, and in the proper government of ourselves. Today's New Testament reading is James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26.
What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
You needn't wonder if a tree is alive. Its fruitful or fruitless condition will tell you all you need to know. In the same way, a living faith produces the evidence of faith, good works. Hebrews 11 describes faith that conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, escaped the edge of the sword, became powerful in battle, and routed foreign armies. Hebrews 11:33 and 34. Do you have faith like that? Does your faith translate the promises of God into powerful deeds for God?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.